And my first presentation is my 15 minutes webcam TK-based scanner on MS Windows platform. So first of all, present my company. So Almicon, we are in Auto ID, so that's barcode and RFID stuff. I'm doing a lot in ISO standards. I've embedded a lot of stuff in that. And we have 5 employees, and I have a TCL DevKit license for an active state. I have a Komodo, so that's my main development stuff.
Yeah, that it won't work.
It still works.
No.
Yeah. 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 Okay. Good. Yeah. So, what I want to do is to read barcodes with a webcam from computers. The actual application is tablets with Windows, and there's typically an ERP system on, and they see an ERP system, and then they have codes like that, which are in the logistics, and they want to scan them and have some data in the application. So how does it use? The first one is how to capture the image. And as usual, Android Wish has all you need. So Christian Werner, Magic Christian, has prepared everything you need. So you have grab from webcam the TCL WMF for Windows and the TCL UVC for Unix, and as far as I know, it also works on Mac OS, as they use the same interface for the webcam. So this stuff is there to first handle your cameras in special. So you have multiple cameras to manage it, to manage resolutions, to manage frame rates, all the stuff you have about cameras. And here's a picture of my user interface. So you have the webcam here, and you have some buttons, so you can increase and decrease the resolution, and you can switch between the cameras. This one opens the main application. I will do a live show at the end. Okay, what happens actually, you get, it runs in the background, all the stuff, and as Christian is a big fan of threaded stuff, so anything is threaded, and you just get a callback, so you get an event, and then you get the picture, and you can, it is in TK image basically, so you can show it and you can feed it in your barcode decoder. Okay, next step, barcode decoding of the image. Again, Android has everything but uses a ZBar decoder. ZBar decoder is an open source one, but it is quite old and quite limited in symbologies it decodes. I mainly need data metrics and QR code, and ZBar only has QR code. And what Christian did, he added to the ZBar distribution a threaded background decode mechanism with time management, and which takes care that there's only one decoder running at a time. So you're getting images, and you throw into the decoder, and only if the decoder is ready, you start the next one. So that the decode tasks don't pile up, basically. Yeah. ZBar is very limited. And there's another project I'm working a lot with, which is the Zebra Crossing CPP, which is at the start, Zebra Crossing, this one is a Google project for barcode decoding, was before the ML, Google ML project, which is now a closed source. This one is an open source one, and it's still maintained by Google or by Google people. And I wanted to have it in Android and so on, but Christian said, no, C++ 20, never. I have a tool chain which is bulletproof, and I am in company integration. I don't want this modern stuff. And C++, no, that's never safe. So I didn't want that. So what I did is I took Christian's background stuff, and I have plugged in this decoder with C++ 20, so the Visual Studio 2022, it has a C++ 20 compatible mode, and so that's the GitHub where I've put it in. Yeah, that's how it works. So that's the code by Christian. So you get a capture callback, and you original call the set bar, and if it is ready, so this was here you catch the image, here you feed it in, and if that works well, you copy it to your image which is displayed. So you only display images which you decode. That's why the frame rate is much higher, but you see only decoded ones. Okay. So the next task was a TK task, how to invoke the decode. You have a full screen ERP system in the front, and you must now, normally you have a barcode scanner with a trigger button, and you press the trigger button and the decode starts, but I need somewhere a trigger button. And I have no keyboard and no mouse, it is a tablet. So I had to find a way how to press the trigger button. And there are actually two ways implemented. One is the program is in the taskbar, and if you press on the taskbar, the decoding starts. Or you have a floating window, and you have the option in Windows to say, okay, this window is always in front. It's also supported by TK, and I've implemented all this. Okay. Now, why does the escape key just show that one and not that one? So, I want to show you what happens. So, we put an editor in front. Oh, now I have too many programs in the taskbar. Yeah. So, that's my ERP system or simulation of it. And down here, that is to start, and here you have the floating window in front. So I press, for example, down here on that one, and it opens, and now I have here my webcam. I can present the code, and it decodes. Does it? I have done something. Yeah. Do it again. Anyway, so
works nicely.
Yeah, it works nicely. Yeah. So what I again want to show is here's the main application, and so that's my standard program I have shown last time with the process editor. Here you can take the toolbox, move the stuff to the left, and I had the question yesterday, why do you TK? And my answer was, it is so adaptive, and it is adaptive in screen resolution and anything. So what happens if I scroll in? So I use another font size, so anything adapts. So you can work in many sizes. You see here are some trouble, but that's my trouble I have created that widget. So yeah, some stuff, but that works. Okay. Oh, I'm too early. Yeah. Oh, not 5 minutes left for the questions. Are there any questions? Yeah, please.
If I understand you right, it just emulates keyboard input, right?
No.
Okay. No. So.
I have no keyboard.
What's it supposed to do?
Ah, yes. It emulates the keyboard. Yeah. Yes, of course. Yeah. The keyboard data. So. This step here, well, that's my what I call a process chain. So here the data comes in, it checks what the data is, and depending on the data it's sent, and then it checks which application is in front, and depending on which application in front, I put out the lot number or the lot tab and article number. Yeah, and this is done by keyboard emulation, yes.
So you can adapt it to any application?
Yeah. But I also have other interfaces. So for example, if you have an SAP sub-GUI, you can script an SAP sub-GUI. And I can directly put it in the fields you need. For example, you have often other interfaces. The most challenging is if the application is running in a web browser. I never did that, but I want to have something for Google Chrome where you put an agent in or an extension where you can access the DOM tree and say, okay, where is the cursor currently? And I feedback, okay, if the cursor is in the lot field, I put lot or I put it somewhere in, perhaps another channel, I open a socket between the Chrome browser, or I don't know, but that's
system integration stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And sometimes the barcode data goes somewhere else. So I start also, well, you have a toolbox that you can do something with it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So thank you all. Next one is Uli. I will catch the presentation.